How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.
Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends. Another week has passed.
And we are still here.
Yes, still here. My name is Tom Allen.
My name is Susie Ruffle.
Welcome.
Welcome. And Tom, how are you?
I am so well, thank you. I've even worn a t-shirt today. A t-shirt that you bought me for my birthday last year.
I'm pleased it's got mentioned.
And I've rolled up the sleeves.
Oh, to show off your big buff muscles.
To show off my big buff muscles, which are not big or buff. But somebody told me you should always roll up a t-shirt sleeve. Did you know that?
Yeah, I think I did know that, Tom.
It's one of those
things. Was it me that told you that?
Possibly. How are you?
I'm very well.
Mm.
I'm all good. Well, I'm excited and you're already tanned.
Thank you. What? Oh, I see.
Do you see how I did that?
Yeah, sorry, I didn't realise it was a link. I just thought you...
Well, it wasn't really a link. I sort of thought, oh, should I let them know the theme of the show?
Yeah, go with the feel. Let's do it, Suze. The people want to know.
Hey, guys, what's the theme of the show?
What are we going to be talking about this time?
Who knows?
Who goes?
Who goes? Hey there.
Who's gay?
Who's gay? Tom and I have started playing a new game called Guess Who's Gay.
Guess Who's Gay? And we're thinking about doing it in shopping centres.
Just pointing at someone and going, oi! Oi!
A bit like Michael Barrymore used to do on My Kind of People, if you remember that.
No, what happened in My Kind of People?
My Kind of People would be like an old woman playing the organ in the middle of like Worthing Shopping Centre. And Michael Barrymore would be there pulling faces in the background. Oh, it was great. And then the best ones would get to come on his show on a Sunday afternoon.
So is that what you're saying? We'll find some gays, make faces behind them, and then invite them onto our show?
Yes!
Oh.
Wouldn't that be great?
Guys.
I'd watch that. A little bit like that. Or Gokwan's Take Your Clothes Off in a Shopping Centre.
I didn't like that.
Get your bangers out!
I didn't like that at all.
That now. People would think it was a bomb threat.
They would, wouldn't they? Especially in a shopping...
Especially in a shopping.
Oh, I was going to say shopping market.
A shopping market.
Which sounds like. I occasionally sound like.
Like English is not your first language.
Yeah, that's how I text. It's how my mum texts. Is, oh, it's so funny.
Oh, what she'd
be like, had good dinner. Nice night. Tomorrow talk. Love you. And then she'll do like an emoji.
Oh, well, that's good. Emoji is an international language.
It is. I speak emoji fluent.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I see you.
Or should
doing
I
now.
Say, hands, prayer. little poo.
Sunset.
Girl doing the huh face. Sunset.
Oh, of course. It's so beautiful. It's such a beautiful language.
It is such a lovely language.
And as you were going to say, you're excited. I'm tanned because this week we're going to talk about...
Vacays,
which Susie said is a thing on the way here. Family vacays.
Which is vacays. It's vacation.
Vacation. I didn't know we were even saying vacation because we're not in America.
Well, no, I was just trying to be fun, Tom.
Yeah, well, try not to. Where is your vacay to?
I'm going on a family holiday to Malta.
Oh, with the whole fam?
With mum, dad, bro.
Yeah.
Uncle, aunt.
Really?
Other uncle, aunt.
Oh, that is a big fam-fam.
Fam-fam.
Fam-fam vacay.
The fam-fam vacay.
Fam-fam vacay.
Mum's turning 60, isn't it?
Oh.
We're all going away with her.
Oh, that's going to be lovely. What will you do on the actual day of the day?
I don't know. Have a meal?
Have a meal. Well, that's lovely. Will you go to the beach in the day?
Oh, yeah, probably. And yeah. I'll probably like go and have a look at some ruins with my brother.
Oh, he likes that, does he?
Yeah,
a ruin.
He's very well read, my brother.
Oh, it breaks up the monotony, doesn't it, of sitting on the beach? Going
yeah,
to the
I mean, I'd love to just sit on the beach. I'd love the monotony of sitting on a beach.
That's what I always find whenever I go and look at those boring ruins.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
So sort of go, oh, look, people used to have things.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I read my book.
Yeah. But it's nice. You take your iPhone, take some photos. With people like standing against a wall. That's what we do.
Yeah. And then I can put on Instagram and be like, guys, I read.
Oh, definitely do that. And do that annoying thing of taking a picture of your legs in front of a swimming pool.
Oh, I'll definitely do that.
I hate people who do that.
Why?
Hate it. Well, I just think it's so smug. And also, I'm like, why are you on social media when you're trying to have a holiday?
Yeah, what's your problem?
What's your problem? That's what I think. And I think that's going to be a holiday of the future, is when you have... you know, like a disconnect from social media.
Oh, yeah, leave your iPhone at home.
Leave your iPhone. I left my iPhone in the hotel safe.
Yeah, I'll do that. I wouldn't be able to leave it in London in case something important happened.
Of course. You must never do that because something important might happen.
Like, I could get more than 10 faves of a tweet and I just want
well,
to know.
Well, you need to be able to respond to that. And, you know, a lot of WhatsApping, I'm sure, will be happening. So you need to be... What I would say is just check it once a day.
Very good. Done. Very good, Tom.
Yeah,
very,
that's my advice. True. Don't take it with you, otherwise you just get stressed.
So you went...
I went on not really a fam vacay. I went on a vacay on my own.
A solo vacay.
A solo vacay with myself and Memoirs of a Geisha. And I sat on the beach in Alicante. I went to Alicante, which is nice because you don't hear very many English voices. And that is my number one concern when I go on holiday. I do not want to hear people speaking in English.
But do you speak any other languages?
Yeah, I speak todos español. No, I don't. That's all I speak in Spanish. I don't think that even makes sense. But I do not speak any other languages. But so I like to not be like hearing people from Orpington be like, oh my God, so what should we do tonight? Should we do this? That would, I'd just walk into the sea and never come back.
Oh, like Virginia Woolf into that lake.
Exactly what I was thinking. And I thought, is that too dark to bring up?
Absolutely not. We're
never too dark.
What, 6 minutes in? Never too
straight
dark.
Straight Virginia Woolf walking into a lake.
Stones in pockets.
Stones in pockets. That's what she did, isn't it?
Yeah. Did you see the film of the hours?
I could lie and say yes, but
I
no,
could
I
lie
didn't.
And say yes. Have you been in Orpington a lot?
Oh my God, yes, sir. Actually, the Walnuts has just got a new cinema. Listeners in Orpington, great news. But
what's the Walnuts?
The Walnuts is the shopping centre / leisure centre.
Oh, what a crap
in
name.
The middle of Orpington, and they also had a place called the Silver Lounge, which was a lovely place that you could go with your nan and have maybe a, you know. A nice,
slice of cake?
Maybe a nice slice of cake from one of those cabinets that you had to like open up a flap.
Oh, yeah. Mm. What with those? Didn't you used to have a job in a posh place like that when you were a teenager?
It was posher than that. It was more sit down than that.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Tom.
I've never worked in self-service.
Oh, God. Okay. Oh. I didn't realise it was self-service when you said it was in a glass cage.
Oh, when it was in a glass cage again. So it English can't get is not out. Susie's first language.
What is wrong with me? Smiley face, winky face, sunglasses.
Slice of cake.
sushi.
Oh, the sushi emoticon, yeah. And that like bowl of rice with something on top of it, with a prawn on top of it, is that a thing?
Maybe. But now I just fancy sushi.
Now I just want to go to the Silver Lounge and the Walnuts. Walnuts also had a shop called Peacocks, which my grandmother refused to call Peacocks. She would call it Picos.
Why wouldn't she call it Peacocks?
I don't think she liked saying the word Peacocks. It was too rude. Or something. I don't know.
But what about... But it wasn't named after sort of a penis.
It wasn't named after...
A... and a penis. it wasn't like and a peacocks. A cock
peacocks. She would call it peacocks. And also they had a Quality Seconds there. Did you have a
I remember
seconds?
Quality Seconds.
Oh, so good.
What a shop. So Quality Seconds was a shop from like the 90s?
I guess so.
The 80s?
Actually, it's where Mum used to go and get matching outfits for my brother and I to go on holiday with.
Oh, yeah. See, holiday stuff, because Mum would go, you're not going to wear it much here. Yeah. If not, I put it in spending a lot. What, shorts for you to go and sit on the beach in? You'll rip them anyway. You know what you're like.
Yeah, exactly. You can put these on. They don't cost much. And then it's all done.
Yeah.
And you get like an outfit for like £3.
Great.
Oh, it's a great time.
I'd love if me and you went on holiday and we got matching outfits now. How great would that be?
I feel like matching outfits should be more of a thing and not just sequestered by stag parties and hen parties.
Do you know what? I hate it when stag parties dress up the stag as a woman. It's become my new pet hate. I saw it 3 times this weekend.
Yes, I think I saw it on a train, actually.
And it sort of suggests that the idea of being a woman is shameful.
Or hilarious. Which it is. Right? Just funny. No, it's...
I really hate it.
Do you know what I don't like?
Go on.
Stag parties and hen parties. There, I said it. I don't like it. I think it's disgusting. I think it's a low point in human civilization.
Wait, do you mean I'm going on a hen do?
Are you?
Yeah.
Anybody we know?
Yeah, our agent.
Oh, that's different. But that would be...
We're going to Tenerife.
Are you going to Tenerife?
We're going to Tenerife.
Oh, well, that would be quite fun.
There's 15 of us. I think it's going to be a quad drink here.
I think it is. Are you going to dress up at the airport? Sashes and like cowboy hats?
I don't think so.
Good.
I've got no idea. Do you mean, I'll get involved regardless, but I don't think so.
Well, I've never been on one, I suppose, so that's the other thing. I mean, I'm sure they're fun, but...
Yeah, I've never been on one either. I've always managed to get out of it, but I like the people that are going on this one. The ones that I know.
I think it's nice people. It's probably very
fine.
Nice. But I just like, when just they're all dressed up and it's just like all about them. And you're just like, are you so unaware?
Oh, do you know what I fucking hate? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I've got so dark today. Virginia Woolf and now I'm swearing.
Virginia Woolf walking into a lake with stones in her pockets. Fucking hate what?
Sorry, guys. I'm real sorry.
Come on, you
I know that we've got some underages that listen to this. We found out people that are in school still. So
no, they don't fucking care.
Hi, babe.
What, you think they don't? You think they don't swear at school?
I don't know.
It's a bit like the BBC iPlayer. Like nobody over 16 would be able to click that box.
Yeah.
What? But how does it work? Oh God, mom, how does this work?
So ridiculous.
Yes.
I tell you what, I fucking hate.
What?
When Hindus are in gay bars.
Ah. Don't even get me started.
Hate it.
Yeah, I do not like that one bit.
Always in like GAYLA, being like, oh, like pushing in front of me in the bar, like, oh, we're just going to get Sharon a drink. Sorry, she's a hen. And you're like, can't give a fuck. You've got 100 bars. Sharon,
you've got
fuck
more
off.
Than 100 bars. Go to one of the million, billion bars.
Yeah, and if you like dick, get out of here. Unless you're a boy.
Unless
and then...
you're a boy. I was going to say, hang on a second. But it's just the self-importance of it. The self, like, the no... People who don't have any self-awareness. That's what I don't like. People who sit on a beach in Spain and talk in English. I don't like it. You're in somebody else's country. Be polite. That's what I think. Talk in a hushed tone.
Yeah. People or like, just don't relax. Be loud.
Just don't be loud.
Do you know, I had quite a rude thing happen to me a couple of weeks ago at a gig, Tom.
What?
It's actually more than a couple of weeks, a couple of months. But
several years ago.
It was when I was 10. No, I think I've told you about this before, but I've been thinking about it more and more lately, and it started to annoy me.
Yeah.
So I was backstage at a theatre. Oh,
clang.
Clang. Yeah, sure, I've played a few. And there was I came off stage and there was a priest in the wings.
Of course there was. To read you the last rites.
The gig had gone that badly. No, did I die on stage? They were actually going to end my life.
A lot
life.
Of people don't realise that when you die on stage, you have to have a priest present.
Yeah, so that they can bless you to be reborn.
They can, yeah.
You get a fish.
Yeah, like that. Yeah, yeah, like that doll that has to be blessed with holy water that you talked about the other week.
Annabelle.
Terrifying. Annabelle is a neighbour of my mum and dad.
Well, she has to be blessed every 2 weeks.
Well,
so she doesn't
she's
kill
a real
anyone.
Person. Yeah.
Yeah. So I came off stage. A priest was there now. Guys, I don't want to be rude to you. I don't want to suggest that some of you have never been backstage at a theatre before. Maybe you have, maybe you haven't. I don't know what you do in your own time.
Not many people have been to the glamorous enclaves of backstage at the Theatre Royal.
Well, there you go. So
Cambridge Junction.
Cambridge Junction, the Peterborough Arts Centre,
oh,
you know.
That one in Stevenage.
Oh, the grey... The one that's in
train.
A shopping centre.
Yeah, that's like next to a bowling alley.
By the way, we are touring and still looking for venues. So.
Any of those places? Well, actually, Cambridge Junction is one of them. And we are so excited
so to be
there.
We're
so delighted. Susie, carry on. Sorry.
Thank you, Tom. So I came off stage. There was a priest present. Now, the first thing I thought, because it was a theatre, was, is that a ghost?
Oh, I've always wanted to see a ghost at a theatre. Never have.
Oh, I'd be terrified.
Me too. But I still want to see one.
I was once at the, what's that theatre in Durham? The beautiful one.
Don't know.
There's a beautiful big theatre in Durham. It might be like the Grand
the
or
Durham
something.
Theatre.
Something like that. Anyway, it's really, really old. And I was in a dressing room. I was supporting Josh Widdicombe and I was in a dressing room upstairs. And I got so scared because it was just like, oh, it was really creepy and really old and like creaky. Like, oh, it's just horrible.
Oh.
And that I had to sit. I sat, like I couldn't find a chair. So I just sat side stage in the wings so that I could see Josh because I was so scared.
So sweet. Oh my God. But did you see anything?
No, nothing.
Some places have a bad energy. My mum always says that. I don't like the feeling there. Ooh,
that's how I feel in an Asda. So.
See, I like an Asda.
So.
Yeah.
The priest. He wasn't, I soon realised he wasn't a ghost.
Great news.
Then he came up to me. He'd watched my set. And it had gone well, just in case you're interested.
In case you were wondering.
Duh. And then he gave me this little, like, coin with the Virgin Mary on it.
Oh.
Then he cursed me. And since then,
Susie hasn't been able to speak English properly.
No.
No, what?
And I'm missing a leg.
He sorted up. No, what did the coin have on it?
I'm actually, he made me into a rat. That's one thing we've never talked about.
We never mentioned that to you listeners.
So he gave me this thing and said, he'll pray for me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, cool. Like, I'm not into, like, church.
Sure.
I'm not religious.
Sure.
But can't do no harm, can it?
Can't do no harm, did you just say?
Someone having to pray for me.
Oh, can't do no harm.
Yeah.
Sorry, I thought you said can't do no harm.
No, I said can't do no harm.
Oh, I see, yeah.
Can't, like, you know, someone having to pray for you.
Yeah.
Sure.
What's the, what, yeah.
Do you mean,
yeah.
It's not going to do
yeah.
any harm.
Why not?
Sure, carry
Penny's
on.
In the fountain, sure.
Exactly, right? Anyway, so then I went back into the dressing room and I said, nice of that priest to have a pray for us all. And everyone was like, huh? And then about, and I was like, oh, I'm sure you'll get your coins in a bit. And then later on, another gay person that was like, he was like running the show, came in and said, nice that priest to have prayed for us all, isn't it?
Oh no.
So he was, and then I didn't know, well, obviously I was offended, but then I, like, what do you say to that? Also, imagine if I woke up straight. Like, how fucked would my life be?
Well, it would be a bit of an about turn, but we'd all support you, and, you know.
Yeah, but me and Tony have just got a 3-year lease.
Oh, no, that would be
awful. I haven't got that kind of
that
admin.
Lovely flat.
That lovely flat. Mirrors that we've got.
Oh, mirrors.
We've got mirrored, what are they called? Built-in wardrobes.
That's lovely, Susie. I've always thought about this. Sliding doors. Cupboards. Still. That's lovely. But, so he was just praying for the gays?
Yeah.
That's so insulting. Why was he in the theatre? That's the question.
Oh, he was like a friend of someone that was on.
And so he was in the wings?
Yeah. Just like wandering around. Like, but like, her, like, just the fucking like, oh my God, I'm swearing again. Guys, I'm so sorry.
Guys, no one cares.
Gives a shit. But like
No one fucking cares.
The audacity to assume that I wanted to be prayed for.
But you've done some pretty bad things.
Yeah, I have. When I killed that guy. Oh, God, I really
maybe it was more to do with that.
Yeah, maybe. I haven't really killed a guy. Disclaimer. Disclaimer. I haven't killed anyone.
BT dubs. So he gave you a coin as well.
Yeah, like with Mary on it.
With a Mary
the Verge.
On it. A muscle.
A muscle Mary on it. Just a really buff guy in speedos.
I'll pray for you. Oh, thanks.
But I'm going to fancy him. I don't think he's going to want me.
That's so odd as well. I don't think that's ever happened to me, although I did meet some Mormons once in Orpington, actually.
Oh, right.
Near the Walmart.
They wear those little
badges like they work in a supermarket.
Saying like John the Elder.
Yeah, Elder John. Yeah, Brother John or something.
What did they say to you?
They were just really nice. And they were like, oh, we're just visiting. We're just here in the UK doing this. Yeah. I mean, I didn't tell them about being a big old poof. But, and I think they were quite naive about like the signs.
About your signs?
Yeah. And I think actually I was quite
young.
Were
you wearing
as well.
Like...
I had like a feathered hat on.
A long velvet jacket to the floor.
They just...
A cane.
I had a cane.
And a t-shirt wearing Frankie Says Relax.
Yeah. And like a gimp on a chain as well.
Oh, yeah. But dressed as a horse.
And they were quite naive about all of that.
All right.
But they were quite sweet. They gave me a nice book of Mormon to read. I mean...
Did you read the Book of Mormon? And then you wrote that musical.
And then I wrote the musical. And, I mean, I sent it off. I never heard back. But, I mean... Fingers crossed. They'll get back to me. They were all right, but they didn't offer to pray the gay away. So, no story there, really.
No, but...
Yeah.
But it made me feel very uncomfortable.
I bet it did.
But what do you say in those situations?
Well, it's never happened to
me. Because I want
to
be like...
It's very difficult, isn't it, when somebody says something to your face. That's what I think. It's all very
yeah,
well
like,
being
do it
like,
behind my back.
Yeah, because we can all be like, oh, yeah, I would. If somebody said that to me, I would tell them, blah, 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 and I would...
I said nothing. I was like, oh. And then on the way home, I was like, oh, should I have said... I'm sorry, I think that's really inappropriate. Like, you're in my space. Like, I've not... It's like I'm going to, like, go to church next week and then, like, walk up to the end and go, oh, hi, I've got a few gags I thought you could pop in your sermon. Like,
I have done that.
Have you? Who are you writing for, the Archbishop?
Yeah, I only write for bishops and above. But as well, like, to be honest, mate, you could have said, just look at some of your colleagues. Like,
he was Catholic and all.
Oh, there's loads of gays in the church.
There's loads. Go and pray for them.
Go and pray for them. Maybe they pray for themselves. A bit like a doctor. Can he prescribe himself medicine?
Oh, I don't know.
Herself.
Yeah, Tom, do you mind?
Do you mind? Do you know what I mean?
Well, Nurse Jackie, she just takes it from the...
Oh, she takes it from the pharmacist.
Yeah.
Doesn't she? Quite literally. But...
Okay. that all got a bit.
Oh, it did, didn't it? But what was I going to say?
I don't know, Tom.
Vacays.
Oh, my God.
We've totally...
Me this week, I took us way off topic.
Way off topic. And I did enjoy that, though. But Malta, are you packed? Have we told
oh
the
God,
people you're going
no.
to Malta?
Oh, God, no. Yeah.
Who are you flying with, more importantly?
No idea. Maybe British Airways.
BA, they are good. Although I will say they were late on my flight home, which was a little bit stressful. Then I had to run through Gatwick Airport. I got to the park and then I ran through because I was trying to get the 2:20 a.m. train. That's how late we were.
Oh, my God.
And then I got, and I ran to the airport trying to desperately to get this train. And then I ran into the passport desk, massive snaking queue.
Oh,
and there was a security guard there. And I said, I can't believe this is happening. I turned to one of those people in front of the queue shouting at him. And he's like, well, you know, there's only hundreds of thousands of people at this time of the night. There's millions during the day. So we don't have as many people on. And I was like, don't try and make a joke. I'm annoyed. I said, well, you should have more people on now. It's not funny, is it? It's not funny. I said, well, you could have more people on. I think people thought like, oh, it's one of those stressy people not helping.
Yeah, probably.
And we did get through quite quickly and I did make the train. But you know,
it's nice to have a bitch.
It's nice to have a bitch when you've had a nice holiday.
It's nice to come home and be immediately angry.
Well, I just thought, you know, if, as Winston Churchill said, for bad things to happen, it just takes good people to do nothing. And I thought, well, I don't want to be like this.
Tom, I don't think he was talking about queues and airports.
I don't know if he was or he wasn't, Susie. I didn't ask him because he was dead before I was born. But I feel like he would have definitely spoken up about something like that.
Sure.
That's what I think.
But my brother did all the booking.
I don't know anything. Gone BA, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he's booked the... We're sharing a room, my brother and I.
Oh, that's nice. That's proper family vacay.
Probably family vacay. Do you mean separate beds, obvs?
Of course, yeah, I assumed that. Hotel or villa or apartment?
Hotel.
Lovely. Someone comes in and does your bed. Mm. Bed and breakfast? Or do you
think we've got breakfast? But I don't know. I sometimes quite like to...
Go out?
Do my own thing.
Yeah, I like that. That's what I've realised. I don't pay for the breakfast now. Mm. I don't mind the routine. I like the routine of going for a breakfast in a hotel.
Yeah, when I went on holiday with my mum.
Oh yeah.
Last year.
Yeah.
We didn't go all inclusive, but.
But you did.
But we did.
What did your mum say as well? Because you weren't you like going to the buffet with a look of fear?
Yeah, I was like, oh, don't worry. If they say anything, we just pay. And then you just sort of go, oh, and then you just have to play the fool, don't you? And you go, oh, I'm sorry. I thought we paid for this.
Oh, I'd love to have been there.
Oh, it was really good. The food was amazing. Once we got away with it the first night, we were like, oh, wow, fuck it.
Oh, yeah. Did you have an omelette station?
They always have omelette stations, don't they?
Omelette stations. What is the big deal with that? Like having an omelette made in front of you?
Well, because then, you know, it's fresh. You don't want an omelette sitting around sweating, do you? Oh.
Although, in Spain, I love to go to one of those slightly too brightly lit sort of cafe come bars and have a bit of Spanish omelette. That's what I like. Yeah, that's part of my routine. So I'll go get up in the morning.
Yep.
Go to the beach, have breakfast at the beach.
What will you take? Like a sammy?
Like a sandwich, yeah. Is that what you meant? Like a sammy? Did you just say a sammy?
Take a sammy on the way, yeah.
Sammy, yeah. Well, I have it on...
I don't think that's the thing that people say. I think it's just something that me and my girlfriend say.
I think sammy is a thing. I've had a sammy in America. I think it's an American thing, maybe.
Oh my God, maybe I'm American, guys.
Maybe. Oh my God, you're
American. Oh my God, it turns out I'm American.
So then I'll go to the beach. I'll have a cafe solo, baguette, and then go to the beach, hire a sunbed plus parasol. Don't even use the parasol. Factor 30, no more, no less, because I only had 3 days. I had to pack in the rays, get as brown as I could.
Yeah.
Then, at the end of tanning, so I read Memoirs of a Geisha on the beach, cover to cover, listened to the sound of the waves, Katrina and the waves, and then... and then Five perm. I then quit tanning, go to the beach bar, have a vodka tonica.
Great.
And you know what? They pour them really large.
So like, you are smashed.
Like wasted. Off
two vodkas in, vomiting in a bin.
Well, I wouldn't dare to have two because I would be vomiting in a Spanish skip. Do have
El Skipo.
El Skipo. Also order a slight tapas of anchovies. No, sardines.
Oh, no.
What are they called? Bocorinos, I think they're called.
No, not for me, Tom.
In vinagre. Mm, so nice. So nice. With a vodka tonica.
Then will you go home, get changed, go out for dinner?
Shower. Sure. Nice to shower because the shower, I find, tones down, like ups the tan.
So then really moisturise the tan.
Moisturise the tan because if you want to...
You want to lock it in. You want to lock
in
that down.
After sun. Tanning mousse, as we used to have in Spain when I was a child. Did you ever have after sun mousse?
No.
So cooling. Then go out for dinner, eat too much, drink too much wine, come back, fall asleep in my bed.
Great times.
That's what I recommend you do in Malta.
I think I'm going to do something very similar.
How long are you going for?
4 days.
Perfect amount of time.
Perfect amount. Can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be the best. What are your aunt and uncle like on holiday? Have you been on holiday with them before?
Super fun.
Yeah? What do they like to do in the evening?
Oh, it will be very much, let's all meet for dinner and then have a few drinks.
Yeah?
Is it quite like a... Yeah. I'm about to be with my Portsmouth family. Spending more time in Portsmouth, my accent's coming back stronger.
I haven't noticed it.
Tanya.
Do they like to get on it, as people say?
No, they will have a few drinks though, but they wouldn't describe it as on it.
No, I think that's a different sort of holiday, isn't it, if you get on it?
Yeah, but we would have a few drinks and celebrate mum's
birthday. Oh, yeah, you've got to. You've got to. Will you pick up some drinks in the duty-free so you've got, like, a supply in the hotel?
No, but I will pick up some on the way home for the...
The supply in the life.
For the wheel. The world. You know, this is that world that we've got, haven't you? That, like...
Oh.
We've got like an old-fashioned...
Buy some drinks for the world.
will there be a drink for the world? You've seen that world thing that I've got,
yes,
sort of 70s.
70s drinks cabinet. Was that your mum's?
Yeah.
Oh.
But it's ever diminishing because of the amount we drink, so
you've
got to keep topping it up.
What do you get through quickest?
Gin.
Oh, gin.
Mother's Ruin.
Do you ever have a Negroni? Do you like a Negroni?
Yeah, I do quite like a Negroni.
I have a real hankering for them at the moment.
Tony likes them. They're real strong, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
I like a Disaronno. That's what I've started doing when I get in. I go on Saturday night, gone 2 a.m, and then was like, oh, I'm just going to finish off the night with a nightcap.
I like that with a whiskey sometimes, a Jura whiskey. Yes, please. Have we gone over? I like that's what we're doing. We're talking about extending the night beyond how long it needs to go on for.
And extending the podcast as ever for...
Just slightly beyond.
Slightly beyond what we think it needs to be.
I like a Jura whiskey, a Jurex whiskey, or a Disaronno is nice. Sometimes with a squeeze of fresh lemon in it.
Oh, yeah. Or orange.
Oh, that's nice. I mean, to be honest, it goes with anything. Ginger, I think you can have it with.
I mean, we're starting to sound like drinkers, which we are.
I think we were alcoholics, which we are. It's so nice when you realise you've got drinks in your own house.
Oh, my God.
Like when you don't have to go out.
Oh, my God, you can just stay in your room and get
smashed.
Stay
in your room until it spins. That's what I like to do. Why go abroad?
You can have when a you can
in your head.
I don't want to leave it on that note. I want to leave it on.
I want to leave it on something wholesome.
Well, I don't know. That sounded a bit bleak. Like, guys, if you're not going on holiday, don't worry. Just get smash faced in your room and cry.
I mean, that is my advice to everybody.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, that's fine. Then we'll stick to it.
Also, I read Memoirs of a Geisha.
Is it good?
Memoirs of a Geisha. Yeah, it is good. And I read it cover to cover on the beach. That's what you can get through if you put your phone down. That's my advice to the listeners.
Read a book.
Put your phone.
Go out and read a book. Why don't you read a book? Why don't you read a book? Yeah, why don't you learn something?
Also, don't look at your phones. We all need to stop looking at our phones. We need to get back to reading books. Books are great.
And that was Tom Allen, who's come in today from Greenwich Library.
Who's drunk.
Who is drunk as fuck.
I love to go to the library to get smashed out of my face.
Read a book. Upset some children.
Read a book. You know, piss in some CDs. Come home. Lovely day.
Great day out. Great day for the whole family. Thank you very much for listening to Like Minded Friends. If you enjoyed the podcast, please subscribe. We don't really know what that does to help us, but apparently it's great for us to have subscribers or review
Always
us.
Subscribe
on
or
iTunes.
Review us. We love it. But only put nice things because
if you don't like it,
then pain like daggers in the eyes.
Like dags in the eyes.
Dags in the eyes. Also, come and see us if you want to come and see us at any of those theatres that we've described or more. Details are available on susieruffle.co.uk.
Or tomallenindeed.com.
Incorrect. Tomindeed.com.
Sorry, tomindeed.com. Soz, guys. Also.
Yes?
Should we mention that we're thinking of doing Pride?
Oh, yeah, why not? Yeah.
So we're thinking of joining the march at the end of the march at Pride, which is next month.
Yeah.
And maybe if you're doing it, maybe if you're thinking of going to the parade or if you're marching yourself, come over and say hello and let us know that you're one of our listeners because that'd be lovely.
We'll be drunk.
We'll be absolutely smashed. But come and say hello.
We say march, we probably won't even make the end of that. Probably won't even make it to the parade. We'll probably be collapsed at Baker Street Station.
What we're saying is, does anyone out there do first aid? And could we book you for the 18th of June?
So do come.
Do come. Thank you for listening to Like-Minded Friends.
Thank you.
See you next week.
See you next week. Bye. 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 Bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day, and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook, and audio.